Today we hear another meditation on wisdom, on holy wisdom. Wisdom herself in the Old Testament is an anticipation of Jesus Christ, who is the truth, as we hear in our little Alleluia verse today, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, that Jesus is the truth. But wisdom is also a gift of the Holy Spirit, and as such, we should pray every day for an increase of wisdom. You look like a very wise bunch, but we can always increase in our wisdom. And one of the great gifts of our faith is that it provides us wisdom in an age, which in every age, but especially in our age, that lacks wisdom. If we don't have wisdom, if we're not rooted in Christ, in the truth, he who is the truth in his very person, if we're not united to him, if we're not united to wisdom, then we can get swept away by all sorts of crazy things. It can almost be like, what guides your life? Well, if it's not Jesus Christ, who's the same yesterday, today, and forever, then it's probably just the next big thing. Maybe it's some sort of material thing, like, oh, I have to have this. Oh, no, now I have to this. And you just kind of get swept along through the course of your life, kind of like flotsam and jetsam on the sea. You know, you just get swept along. Or it's some sort of political philosophy, like, well, this is, have you ever, look at where, like, political parties stood 20 years ago. Well, if the most important thing is your, like, political party, well, they stood for things that were completely different 20 years ago. The only thing that remains strong is Jesus Christ, whose wisdom is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it goes for us not just in the big picture, but also in the small daily things of our lives, that sometimes maybe someone was rude to us, maybe someone, you know, was talking behind our back, maybe this person's on my nerves, all that stuff. If we have true wisdom, then we're not caught up into that. We're not sucked in. Basically, being Christian is preventing yourself from getting sucked in all the negative voices, all the silliness that goes on around us. If we're firm on the foundation of Christ, if we ask every day, Lord, help me have wisdom. Send your Holy Spirit upon me that I can have wisdom and see through the garbage, cut through all the nonsense that goes on around me every single day. If you give me eyes to see, not how just human beings see, but how you see, Lord, then I can not be swept up by all that stuff that goes on around me. We have to have a deeper vision than the ones that we have with our eyes. Our human senses sometimes fail us, but God's senses never fail us. So ask the Lord today for an increase of wisdom. Ask him to see the world as he sees it, not as human beings see it, that we can cut through all the garbage and instead see the reality that each person that we encounter every day is a child of God and made in his image and likeness, that we're encountering every day the members of the body of Christ, not just mere mortals, but people who contain within them the life of the Holy Spirit, that we too contain that Holy Spirit within us and gives us wisdom every day. So ask the Lord today to see with his eyes, not with our eyes, in an ever increase of wisdom in our life.